This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal government unveils its draft of national commitment outlining key priority areas of reforms. Six suggestions from nationally recognized six political parties. Nepali New Year 2083 Bikram Sambat begins today with celebrations in home and abroad. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung directs agencies to complete expansion tasks along Narayangarh Butol road section within stipulated time. And U.S. sanctioned ships pass Strait of Hormuz as China calls Trump's blockade dangerous. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has made its draft of the national commitment public seeking inputs and suggestions. The government prepared the 18-point national commitment by studying the manifestos and commitment papers unveiled by the nationally recognized six political parties. It has been posted in the official website of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers for inputs and suggestions. The concerned political parties are requested to provide their recommendations on the draft by the 23rd of April. In the draft, the manifestos or phrases announced during the election by the nationally recognized parties, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Nepali Congress, CPNUML, Nepali Communist Party, Sram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party are included. The government has also unveiled a 100-point agenda around governance reform in the first cabinet meeting held on the 27th of March. The immediate implementation of the shared commitment will be ensured by linking it with the annual policy and programs, budget and reforms agenda, and by establishing the necessary structures under the Prime Minister's office with responsibilities. Key priority areas outlined in the national commitment include economic stability and reforms, respect and self-sufficiency in agro-production, tourism and civil aviation, energy development and utilization, and good governance and anti-corruption, among others. The new year of the Nepali calendar, 2083 Bikram Sambat, has begun today. The day has been celebrated across the country and abroad with special fervor. Bikram Sambat is regarded as the oldest calendar, and the year changes on the first of Nepali month Baisakh every year. Bikram Sambat is further regarded as the eternal and scientific calendar, reasoning it is determined as per solar movement. On the occasion of the Nepali New Year, President Ramchandra Podal, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav and Prime Minister Balendra Saha have extended messages of their best wishes. Extending his best wishes on the occasion of the beginning of the new year, Prime Minister Balendra Saha has urged everyone to fulfill their responsibilities in nation building with full dedication. Taking to his social media platform Facebook, Prime Minister Saha stated that the new year has brought positive energy into all of our lives and renewed commitment towards the nation. Meanwhile, over 90% of the hotels in Lakeside area Pokhara have remained packed as people throng the city to celebrate the Nepali New Year. Hotel Association Pokhara Chair Lakshman Subedi said that tourists from various parts of the country have arrived in Pokhara, the tourism capital of the country, on the occasion of the Nepali New Year. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, has left Kathmandu for Istanbul for Turkey today. He is leading a parliamentary delegation to attend the 152nd General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU. Chairperson Dahal is scheduled to make a presentation on guarantee of peace and justice to next generation in the General Assembly, slated from the 15th to the 19th of April. Similarly, in course of his visit, he will also hold bilateral meetings with chiefs of parliaments from various countries. The chairman will be addressing the 5th Parliamentary Network of the Non-Aligned Movement, NAM. The Dahal-led delegation is scheduled to return home on the 21st of April. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has carried out monitoring on the Narayanganj-Butol road section today. During the monitoring, Home Minister Gurung instructed the concerned agencies and the contractor company to complete the ongoing road expansion works within the stipulated time frame. Similarly, he also drew the attention of the Chinese contractor company regarding delays in the work. Representative of the construction company expressed their commitment to completing the work, road construction work within 15 days rather. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Rights has intensified a market monitoring in bid to curb black marketing. The department inspected 54 enterprises on Monday, checking whether they were violating business code. The firm found violating the code and risking consumers' health were taken actions as per Consumers' Right Protection Act. This time, the authority monitored the business outlets at Khasi Bazar area of Kathmandu, Metropolis 14. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Sajilo cha hai add the app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free ma prapta garo.
Hatma add the app cha ta sajilo subidha lina.
Recharge garna hos ya balance transfer garo. Call detail data voice ko status thaha pauna. Gift back pathauna. Wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai add the app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free ma prapta garo.
Play store wa app store bata sajilai Nepal Telecom ko app download garna sakincha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A noted Chinese scholar and expert on China's foreign policy said that China expected to further deepen its relations with Nepal and will actively engage with Nepal's new government in the changing political dimensions. At an academic session organized on Monday by the Friends of Silk Road Club Nepal on China's new thinking on foreign policies and China-Nepal relations in new era, Professor Chang Jingdong, the director of the Center for South Asian Studies of China's Fudan University, said that most of the issues of Nepal-China relations will remain unchanged. Likewise, Professor Zhang said China's Belt and Road Initiative is an economic cooperation and has nothing to do with politics. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 4 Iran-linked ships, including 2 that visited Iranian ports, crossed the Strait of Hormuz on Tuesday, following the start of a blockade by U.S., according to the BBC. At least 3 others were also crossed the key shipping channel. China's foreign ministry condemned the blockade of Iranian ports as dangerous and irresponsible, a spokesperson warns. It will only exacerbate tensions. Washington's blockade came into force on Monday. The U.S. military says it will not impede ships using the strait to go to and from non-Iranian ports. Iran says the blockade is a violation of its sovereignty. Italy has suspended a defense agreement with Israel that involves the exchange of military equipment and technology research, according to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. In view of the current situation, the government has decided to suspend the automatic renewal of the defense agreement with Israel, Meloni said on Tuesday on the sidelines of an event in Verona, according to the Italian news agencies. Approved by Israel in 2006, the agreement is renewed automatically every 5 years. Meloni's right-wing government has been one of the Israel's closest allies in Europe, but in recent weeks it has criticized Israeli attacks on Lebanon. There was no immediate reaction by the Israeli government after Tuesday's announcement. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan region, partly cloudy in the hilly regions, and mainly fair in the Terai region. There is also a possibility of rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more.
Thank you.
Nepal government unveils its draft of national commitment outlining key priority areas of reforms. Six suggestions from nationally recognized six political parties. Nepali New Year 2083 Bikram Sambat begins today with celebrations in home and abroad. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung directs agencies to complete expansion task along Narayangarh Bhutol road section within a stipulated time. And U.S. sanctions ships pass Strait of Hormuz as China calls Trump's blockade dangerous. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.